And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant.
Catch Damon at Grambling University with Steve Brown and Benji Brown. Doesn't say when, Damon. When are you going to be at Grambling? This weekend?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a woman who will make you ask the question, who's still smoking crack? Seriously?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as a heavy-set stripper.
They work hard, man.
Still got it. All right, listen to this. A 39-year-old woman, Sharon Wilkerson, was charged with felony battery, disorderly intoxication when the police responded to a fight. Now, a woman said Wilkerson confronted her and began pointing her finger in her face. And Wilkerson told the woman, you know, before punching her, that she had given her some bad crack.
Bad crack.
So, yes. So when the police arrived, the woman's standing there with a bloody nose. And the police say, well, what happened? She said, nothing. And the lady's like, no, you punched me. She said, no, I didn't. Now, I am mad that she gave me bad crack, but I did not punch her. So Wilkerson is obviously got a problem with punching people because she had 12 previous charges, including battery, felony battery, domestic battery, aggravated battery, simple assault, and possession of cocaine. Now, the moral of the story is, if you got whack crack, you get a smack. Seriously.
Count on it.
Yes, indeed. If Miss Wilkerson is around, check it out. Seriously, as serious as a tall midget. Ever seen one?
Okay.
Not exactly a midget, but not exactly a whole part. Anyway, Sybil, nothing? All right.
Really?
Jay.
You got Jay giggling there. You don't need me, Damon.
Yeah. Okay. I love your laugh. It's infectious, and it helps when these are kind of dry. Look.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you. Hey, Jay, what city are you in now, brother?
I'm in L.A., man.
Oh, you're in California. Okay, so yeah. You're off the hook. Because there's a serial booty grabber on the loose in Florida. Female joggers say that there was a man flashing himself and also grabbing women's butts as they jogged the path. Now, this happened on a couple of jogging paths. So police get a description of the man. They follow a vehicle that matches the description of the booty man. Yes, booty man. So when he got home, he was arrested on suspicion of being this booty bandit. 26-year-old Ricardo Ruiz was a dead ringer for the sketch and the multiple tips the police had received. So when the police approached him, he actually confessed to all three incidents which happened in Davie, Cooper City, and Hollywood, Florida. Now, he was released on $2,500 bond because no charges were pressed yet. But the next day, this fool went and made a YouTube video describing his incidents and his reason, according to him, for grabbing these booties. He said one was a Spanish lady, and she had on all this tight yoga pants and very tight bra, and I just ran up and started grabbing her ass. Now, this is on the video.
Wow.
Trust me. Yes, and then he describes punching one lady's booty. He said, not hard like a fight, but just a little slap. He said it was a great day for booty grabbing, and if you're not out there grabbing ass, you must be crazy. And that's all I got to say. And that's on the video. Police say they already had enough evidence to convict him, but now they're waiting to get the unedited version of this tape so they can seal the case. Seriously. As serious as the loss of radio giant and Chicago icon Doug Banks, Chicago will miss you, but you'll live on forever in our city.
Amen.
Reporting to you live from Chicago, your chief correspondent, Damon Williams.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Very serious.